Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Welcome, everyone, again with the Divine here, with this wonderful message of love for you. We've decided that I'm going to do a personal empowerment series because they think it's very important for us to actually understand what our personal power really means and how to claim our personal power, our personal well-being, our personal life, since you're the one living it, right? So it's so funny because most of the people that when I say personal empowerment, they immediately think, wow, I'm going to be all-powerful, all-knowing. I'm going to take the world by storm, and I'm going to be magnificent. Yes, but all that other stuff is ego-based. It's based on the falseness of your ability or your inability in life, which is your ego, right? We're not talking about ego. We're going to be talking about self-love. We're going to be talking about self-awareness. Self-awareness, self-esteem, because self-esteem is very important as well, self-forgiveness, because if you can't forgive the self, how can you ever live your life fully? You can't. Self-empowerment means the ability to look at one's life fully and completely, honestly, without falseness, without judgment, without ego, in humility and grace and peacefulness, okay? It also allows us to be able to have the true sense of ourself, to have the true sense of ourself. Now, we've talked about how life is designed, right? On how we choose everything here in spirit before we get to life. And all of the things that we do is for our learning, and it's for our growth. It's for our personal advancement. It's for our soul's advancement. Okay? Relationships that we're in, the jobs we're in, the families that we choose, the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties that we go through, everything. So when we self-empower, we take the responsibility, the ultimate responsibility of what we've chosen, of what we have done, of what we signed, and the reasons why we signed it, what we're here to learn, how we take these situations and these circumstances and these people and these relationships, and what do we do with them? How do we become the best that we can be? We talk about also, you know, that we're supposed to leave something better behind. Why come somewhere? Why come to Earth if you're not going to leave something good behind? Right? So personal empowerment means the willingness to receive divine love, to receive forgiveness of oneself, to empower ourselves to seek the truth, the divine truth of who we are, what we've done, and the best way to go through life with those circumstances then. Okay, it's not about going and claiming the world. It's not. It's about claiming the self and choosing happiness and choosing joy And if we're in a situation that's hugely with conflict, how are we going to go through that in a better way? Are we going to run and hide? Are we going to sit in the corner and suck our thumb? Maybe. Maybe. Until we get enough strength and enough personal power to say, who am I? How can I be successful in this situation? If I'm going to be down on my knees and my face in the ground and I'm getting beat badly here by life, by life circumstances, by a person, who knows? How are you going to go through that? Who are you going to be in that situation? So when we speak of personal empowerment, we have to speak of self-awareness. Okay? So when we are aware of the self, we have awareness. So we can see, we can feel, we can experience, we can taste it sometimes, we can taste our own success. When we have awareness of the self, of who we really are, we walk in humility, we walk in grace, and we don't have ego. But we say to ourselves, you're very good at that one thing. You're not any good at that one thing. So that's not a judgment. It's just truth. You have pride. Oh, that's not necessarily a very good thing sometimes. We have an awareness of ourself to speak our truth about us. We're beautiful. We're loving. We're kind. We're gentle. Oh, you're a real jerk. You have a harsh tongue to people. Self-awareness means that you're looking upon yourself, not favorably or unfavorably, but it's saying that you're speaking the truth to yourself. Without illusion, without fantasy, it just is. When we have faults, when we have our self-awareness and we're looking at ourselves in all of the faults that we have without ego, it's just the truth of who we are. Then we have to ask ourselves, okay, let's just use the example. Somebody has a sharp tongue. They might speak the truth, but they have a very sharp tongue. And they hurt people's feelings because of it. They act like a general walking around with a sword, ready to cut people's arms off. It's aggression. It's not gentleness. And so why is that so? Why do they have that? So you have to look at yourself and say, okay, why am I speaking harshly all the time to people? Is it because I have fear? Is it because I've had many past hardships? That I've had to stand tall and firm for myself, that I had to protect myself, and I'm going to save myself no matter what. Does that not come back to fear? Maybe you just want to hurt another person or harm another person. Self-awareness brings you to the awareness that you're doing it, that you are being that, and the reason behind it. What's the truth? What's the real reason that you're behaving that way? Maybe you just think you're superior. Maybe you are. But if you are superior, then how come you don't have a gentleness? And why is your tongue so sharp? So self-awareness says, I can look at my faults, my misgivings, my shortcomings. I can look at how I've behaved in situations, and I'm going to make a concerted effort. I'm going to be so aware that I'm going to stop that behavior. I'm not going to speak like that anymore. I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to change my heart and heart. I'm not going to be afraid of that person anymore. I'm going to try to speak kindly. I'm going to speak at least 5 kind words today. I'm going to compliment. Self-awareness means that you're going to improve who you are, that you're clear about who you are, and you're going to improve who you are. Self-awareness also means that when we have good qualities, good behaviors that we say, I'm very giving. I'm a very giving person. Well, then I'm going to give more. I've only been giving only so much. I've only been giving 99% of myself, so I'm going to give 135% today. Because we're aware that we can. We have awareness of our endless ability to give. So we expand on that. So our fault, we take seriously and say, I can do a lot better than that. I can change my ways. With your goodness, then you develop it even more. You say, I am very giving. What else can I do? How else can I give of myself and my time and my attention to myself, to others, to my family, to the person down the street? And so what happens with self-awareness is that we become more of the true self. Isn't that the whole point? Is to become more of the true self. Not the false self, not the lying self, the deceitful self. It's the self that says, God's created me. And I'm choosing to have that awareness too. I'm choosing to have all the awareness of all that I am, all that I've created, all that I've done, all that I'm going to do. Sometimes that takes self-discipline. We're talking about self, right? So we have self-awareness, self-love, self-esteem, self-forgiveness, self-empowerment, self-discipline, self-truth. Sometimes we have to discipline ourselves because our bodies and our beings can be very out of control. Because we're not being self-aware. We're just doing whatever we want to do as immature people. Immature. Childlike. Not necessarily innocent, but childlike. So when we become accountable for our self-awareness, our accountability, we have to be accountable and responsible for our own self-awareness. Sometimes we have to self-discipline. Sometimes we have to place conditions upon ourselves to say, you can never do that again. I will never choose to do that again. And situations will arise with us so that those challenges will be set clear to see if you will do it again. When you have self-awareness, you also are aware that the challenges are going to come and that you've chosen those challenges. So, you're aware that the challenges will come to see if you can actually really change who you are. And you also have the awareness of what to change and how those circumstances can look very different. How you can behave and be very different in those circumstances. Again, for your learning process. It's all about your learning. So, if we have self-awareness, true self-awareness, then we have awareness also that we have changed ourselves in this process for the better. That we chose ourselves to change, which was also written in our karmic contract. That we would improve on this situation or who we were. And we will leave more behind that's better for ourselves and better for others. Self-awareness also is for others. Okay? When we become self-aware, truly self-aware, we also recognize that divine cord of light that's within and each, every one of us. That light that shines within us, that the Creator's light. So when we have self-awareness, we can see others through that self-awareness also. Okay? We can learn that that child or that person is going through those circumstances or situations, and then we can assist them. We can say, look, you're actually very strong. You're stronger than you think that you are. This is a hard task. This might be a really difficult situation. So when we have personal self-awareness, we can have awareness of the other's self. one another's self. Because most people, when they're going through difficulties, when they're going through hardships, when they're going through conflicts, when they're going through whatever pain and circumstances that they've created, they can't stop and become self-aware. So as a friend, as a stranger, as a loved one, as just a wonderful soul to soul, you can say to that person, this is how I really see you. You might want to look at how I see you so you can see yourself that way. Because when people are in pain, they don't want to look at themselves. They're too afraid. They have too much fear. And they don't see themselves strong. They don't see themselves capable. Quite the opposite. All they feel is the pain. And victim. The victimization of them. That's how they feel. Victimized. They feel hurt. They're sad. They're in conflict. They can't see themselves through it. So when you can say to someone, because your own self-awareness, you can say, you know, I've been through things like this. I've been through this. Or maybe you haven't been through. You say, I have not been through this. But I feel for you and I can see your strength and I see your beauty and I see your joy and I see how much you love your kids. I see what a good person you are inside. I see that you're a hard worker and you're going to find the right job. I see that you're actually an artist or a musician. And the music and the works that you do are amazing. So with self-awareness and seeing others' self, you can support them in their self-awareness. See, we're all connected. It's all the divine cord. It's all the same. We all go through what everybody goes through. And if you think you're the only one going through the hard times, well, you're wrong. Because everybody goes through whatever struggle they do. And they also go through good times too. They go through happy times, joyous times. It fills their soul, their memories, their happiness. Self-awareness is the understanding of that. Self-awareness also means that yourself is like others' self. We're all the same. Someone else's self is like yourself. We're all the same. Yes, we're on different levels, different awarenesses. But naturally, deep inside of ourselves, we're all the same. Self-awareness means that you have an understanding that we are all the same. Many blessings to you all. Take some of this, please take some of this, and start viewing yourself, maybe through your own eyes, through the eyes of God, or from the eyes of others. Maybe you go around to people and say, you know what? Can you show me what I don't even see about myself, what's good about me? The people that are self-aware, the people that are truthful, that don't have judgment, because this is not about judgment. It's about self-awareness, meaning your eyes are open to see clearly the truth that is inside of you. Have people tell you how they see you too. Take that, apply it in your life. And become so self-aware that every time you see someone else in pain or someone else excited and living their life so joyfully, help them and congratulate them.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. as my solar plexus are filled with happiness. Passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, in returning a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money, effortless and easy, everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.
Blessings to you all.